Good morning. I bring you greetings in Jesus' name this morning. It's a privilege to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It's good to have everyone here this morning. It's a nice full church. Good to see some visitors here. I think Sharon, is that your mom is here with you? And I see Missy's family's here. I see Jerry is here with his fiance as well. Good to have you all with us this morning. I see Ernie's are with us also. So good to have everyone here. Good to have all of the, should I just say, normal people here as well too. So glad for everyone that's here this morning. If you looked at the bulletin last Sunday, this morning was my turn to preach. But then I found out about a special visitor in the area. So I decided to bug him and he didn't really say no. So I guess we'll leave it at that. So I'm excited to have Paul with us this morning to share the message for us. It's exciting to have him here this morning. Appreciate all that Paul has done in my life, and I know he's touched the lives of many people as well. As I was debating what to share this morning for a message, my mind went to 1 Corinthians 3, and it's a verse that growing up in church, it was always plastered up here on the wall, and I never paid a whole lot of attention to it. But in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, it says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." If you try and build a foundation on anything else or with anything else except for Jesus and what he's done for each one of us, it won't work. And Paul continues talking about that, and he talks about building with gold and silver and hay and stubble and all the things. And then he says, eventually it's going to be tried by fire. And he said, when the fire comes, we'll know who it is that has been faithful, and the person who isn't burned will receive the reward. And so there's lots you could dig into that. But as I thought about where we are as a church, in just a few days, we're going to start services and have an ordination, Lord willing, about a week from today. We'll be in ordination here at church. But I thought, you know, as a church and as people, what foundation can we lay if we're not building on Jesus Christ? And same goes for the ordination as well. If we're not spending time seeking God, if we're not spending time in prayer and fasting and preparing our lives, it's not going to go very well either. Sometimes, I've heard stories already of churches that ordain someone, you could say, maybe kind of as a joke or to make fun or to embarrass them or whatever. And I had to think, I think it's a serious thing. We don't ordain for schmutz or to make fun or whatever. We ordain for the future of the church and for the furtherance of God's kingdom. I think we have to give an account when we come to the end of life. If we enter ordination and it's just a joke or to make fun or to pick on someone, I think we'll have to give an account for it eventually. So let's be faithful. Let's prepare our lives. Let's prepare our hearts and our minds for the ordination that's coming up. That is listed in your bulletin, Thursday evening, April the 23rd. Services Thursday evening and Friday evening will start at 7 o'clock. So you can prepare for that. 7 o'clock Thursday and Friday evening. Obviously, Friday evening we will be taking names for the ordination. And I think I might have mentioned it in the members' meeting, but we will be writing out names similar to how we did at New Life one of the last times. So I think we'll probably set up a table out back. We'll put some slips of paper and pens out there for you. So you will come back, write out the name that you have, and then you'll hand it to us as a ministry team, and we'll tally up all the names and determine the outcome. Sunday morning will be just a bit of a shorter service. I think we will have a children's class, but there will not be actual Sunday school next Sunday morning. So we will still start at 9:30, probably have some announcements, some singing, a few things like that. And I guess, Lord willing, Paul will preach with us, be with us again Sunday morning to share the message again as well. So pray for Roger, pray for Paul, pray for Mose. I think Tim from Faith Haven will also be helping at least a little bit as well. Pray for them, that God would grant wisdom. Pray for myself also as we go through that process as well. And then, Lord willing, Sunday afternoon at 2:30, we will have the ordination service. And As of now, plans are to have it here at LifeSpring. We might need some traffic directors, and maybe we need a sheriff outside to direct traffic. I don't know. We'll see how it turns out, but might need some volunteers to help park cars and things like that. Obviously, we're a little bit more limited in some of those things, but it'll be all right. Other than that, I don't think I have much other than what's in the bulletin. You can see the church cleaning this week is Ed and Francis. Contacting our missionaries, Paul and Darlene in Belize. Obviously, Paul is here. I know he left his wife in Belize for a little bit till she comes, but maybe somebody to reach out to Paul and Darlene this week anyway. I'm sure they have a busy week and some things going on. So any volunteers to reach out to them this week? Thank you. And someone to reach out to Kyle and Belize this next week as well. Thank you. All right. Happy anniversary to Jay and Ruth Ann. I see that's in the bulletin as well. Looks like that is tomorrow. So congratulations to you and God's blessings to you as well. I'll open it up. If there's any announcements from you as a congregation here this morning, I will give you a chance to share that.
For next Sunday, we are on for a host, and we decided we're going to invite all the whole church. So don't plan for lunch. It'll be brunch, I'm assuming. So whatever time it is. But we're going to have lunch food here after the service. Everyone's going to be invited, so don't have to prepare food.
Thank you for that.
I have a sign-up sheet along this morning for VBS to sign up for your children so that we can get a head count of how many people we can expect, children we can expect to have from church here. Plans are to have it June 14th through 18th. That would be starting on a Sunday evening, ending on a Thursday evening, like we've been doing at New Life previously. I think the idea is to keep it from running into the weekend so people can have weekend plans. So anyway, I will have it's not on the bulletin board yet, but by the end of the service, I'll have it on the bulletin board. So be sure to sign up if you can. And hope to see all the little children showing up.
Thank you, Conrad. Anyone else? All right. If not, then I don't want to take more time. Brother Paul, if you want to come up, we'll have a word of prayer. Why don't we all stand? Father God, we come before you this morning. We thank you for your faithfulness and for your goodness in our lives. We just thank you for the opportunity to gather and to worship together. God, I just pray for Paul. I pray that you would anoint his lips. Give him the words to speak this morning, God. And I pray that as a church, our hearts and our minds would be open to your message this morning. We pray all these things in your name.